Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I have preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:1-2. The gospel had been preached and believed by these Corinthians, and Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Acts 18:8. When the gospel is preached, the hearer must believe and be baptized. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Acts 10:48. The Corinthians had become the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. 1 Corinthians 1:2. This is the way of salvation even today. The gospel is preached, heard, believed, and the believer is baptized for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. The baptized believer is saved and is added to the church. Acts 2:47. That, O hearer, is the simplicity of the gospel. Notice the approach of the apostle. They who heard and received the gospel were standing in the gospel. They were living according to the teaching of the gospel. The gospel would save them if they kept in memory what they had heard and received, and if they continued to live in the gospel. Otherwise, they would have believed in vain. The apostle informs them and us of the danger of vain faith. We can forget the teaching of the gospel and refuse to live by the teaching of the gospel. If they shall fall away, Hebrews 6:6. If and when we fall away, our faith in the gospel becomes vain. When we refuse to keep the gospel in our memory, the gospel no longer has the power to save. God wrote to a church that was failing to keep the gospel in their memory. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2:5. The church in Ephesus had heard the gospel and received the gospel, but were refusing to stand in the gospel. Therefore, their faith had become vain. A lost faith does not have the power to save. A forgotten gospel does not have the power to save. There is the constant urgency to keep in our memory the gospel which we have heard and received. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Hebrews 10:35. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.